Vice President Dick Cheney has been under scrutiny for his ties to Halliburton, where he was once CEO. Halliburton won $7 billion in no-bid contracts in Iraq. Cheney has said he has not influenced those deals. In this week's New Yorker magazine, writer Jane Mayer examines the confluence of Cheney's corporate and public careers.
There's a political context and a long history here that you can look at. Dick Cheney, really for much of his political career, has worked to raise the role of private enterprise in government and lower the role that government bureaucrats play, so that in many ways Halliburton has flourished because of political positions that Cheney has taken throughout his career.
Cheney was defense secretary in the first Bush administration.
He was indeed, and while he was at the Department of Defense, he oversaw a big change in how America fights its wars. What they did was they decided to turn over to one single company all of the business of supporting troops abroad. And it's a contract that's worth billions of dollars, and at the moment it's Halliburton that won that contract.
Vice President Cheney said on Meet the Press, "I have absolutely no influence of, involvement of, knowledge of, in any way, shape, or form, of contracts led by the Corps of Engineers or anybody else in the federal government."
I would be surprised, personally, if he had any kind of direct role in this. What we looked at in the piece here in The New Yorker was to try to figure out, does that then end his responsibility for the situation in terms of Halliburton seeming to be in such a profitable spot right now in Iraq?
The government, in defense of this, says Halliburton's unique.
Cheney has said that there really are almost no other companies that can do both the oil services kind of work they do in Iraq and also feed the troops, house the troops, do the laundry for the troops. It is a unique company. Hard to find anyone else who can do that kind of work.
Does Halliburton have any friends among Democrats?
It certainly does. It has a very long history of kind of a symbiotic relationship with people in political power, and it came of age, really, as a major corporate presence with the patronage of Lyndon Johnson, who used Halliburton throughout the Vietnam War to do an awful lot of the same kind of support services.
The Pentagon is contracting everything out, it seems, except the actual shooting of the enemy.
That is just about right. In the last year, they contracted out $150 billion worth of business to the private companies in America. In fact, Halliburton, in its annual report, describes the war on terrorism as a quote-unquote growth opportunity.
You're right. Unlike government agencies, private contractors can resist Freedom of Information Act requests and are insulated from direct congressional oversight.
Yeah, I think that these are very interesting questions about what happens when the U.S. government becomes so reliant on private companies to take care of America's defense. An awful lot of what would be public if it was government becomes secret. Some of it's classified, and a lot of it is considered trade secret. So there's another thing that I found interesting talking to experts. There's in this piece, there's a retired Air Force colonel named Sam Gardner, who says that he thinks one of the big differences about when you turn to the private sector to conduct defense is that it makes war so much easier to conduct. There's not the grumbling that you would have if you needed to raise troops of the size it would take to do all these support services. And so he worries, as someone who's in the military, that when there's a profit motive to have wars, wars become easier to fight.
Jane Mayer writes about Vice President Cheney's relationship with Halliburton in the latest issue of The New Yorker magazine.